You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it's a lovely Wednesday evening, and I hope that you and all your loved ones are doing well despite the pandemic that is sweeping across the globe and actually killing people. Tonight we've got some terrible news that Tom Hanks and his wife tested positive for coronavirus. Hopefully somebody lets the orange dictator in the White House know that this is actually real, that America's sweetheart, okay, Forrest Gump, got coronavirus and it's actually real. And yeah, maybe he ought to, he doesn't know what he's fucking talking about, okay? I know that his toothless, unwashed fucktards that worship everything that he does, I know that they think that when he says it's a hoax, that it's really a hoax. Well, it's not actually a hoax, okay? So, sorry, he's wrong. So, be safe, use your head. I don't know if it's something that we have to panic about, but I think you should stock up on all the toilet paper you can get. Just kidding. I don't understand the toilet paper thing either. Like, does coronavirus give you the shits? I don't know. But anyway. Tonight I want to talk about kind of a controversial subject surrounding my website and my stance on hierarchical issues. It's the subject of straight men and straight alphas using faggots, okay? I get this all the time. People insisting that straight men do not use faggots because if they did use faggots, then they're not straight. This is absolutely false, okay? Straight men use faggots every day, all around the world, practically every hour of every day, okay? So it happens constantly. I have been personally the first faggot for multiple straight men, okay? And they always came back for more. I'm not saying that I have this wonder pussy or anything like that, but they always did come back for more, you know? And they always do. Why? Why do they come back? Why do they use faggots? Okay, that's an intrinsic question surrounding the hierarchy. And it's very, very simple. Straight men use faggots because of the power aspect. It's all about power. When you think about men, okay, they operate on this level of power. It's very important to them. It's very important to their ego. It's very important to their sense of self. Straight men particularly, because straight men know nothing else except the fact that they are at the top of the hierarchy. And so the power aspect is very important to their identity as a man. So faggots appeal to that aspect of the male personality. When a straight man sees a faggot kneeling in submission before him, leaning down, kissing his feet, offering itself in whatever way the man chooses to use it, it's a rush of power. It's a taste of godhood. When a faggot submits itself to a man, the man sees that male submitting itself, and he feels he's elevated in power from that. It's different than a female, because females are naturally submissive to males. So when a female submits to a man, well, he likes it. It's not the same power dynamic as when a faggot does it. Because a faggot is technically a male. And technically, from the same classification, I guess, of human being. And so when that faggot, which is a male, submits to the alpha's power, the straight man's power, and surrenders itself in service to that man, he is filled with power, because there he is subjugating another male. He owns another male as his own property. It's very, very powerful. It goes beyond sexual attraction to ownership and to just pure power, you know, authority that a man is given through that submission. Men have sex with things for a variety of reasons. Many times it's sexual attraction, okay? Probably, I would say most times it's sexual attraction. But it's also about power. And sometimes it's about claiming ownership over something. Marking your territory is another huge one for men who have an instinct for that. And sometimes it's just purely getting off, okay? It's just purely about ejaculation. It's about coming, you know? I always use this illustration, okay? When people say this about straight men using faggots, and they say, well, he can't be straight if he's having sex with another male. But the straight man doesn't view the faggot as a male. The straight man views the faggot as an object to use to get off. I always use this illustration. When straight men, okay, are men, when they're young, they fuck everything, okay? They fuck mattresses, they fuck couch cushions, they fuck pillows, they fuck teddy bears. I know, because I fucked a teddy bear when I was that age. They fuck everything. That doesn't mean that they're attracted to couches or mattresses, okay? Those things are objects used in the expression of male sexual energy and a tool to use to get off. Men just have overwhelming needs to ejaculate, okay? I mean, I don't think that's a big mystery about men, okay? Like, men need to get off all the time, okay? So, God love them. I'm so glad that they do. Because it's just the best thing in the world when men get off. I gotta tell you, I love it every time. Anyway, but they have this overwhelming sex drive that just has to be satisfied at all times. And they view faggots as a very convenient object to use to get off. And it so happens that faggots are the best cocksuckers in the world, okay, bar none. And so, for instance, men love to own faggots as personal cocksuckers. And faggots love being that for men, so that's a perfect relationship, isn't it? But you can throat fuck a faggot to your heart's content, okay? And they will choke and gag and spit up and eventually swallow your load and then lick you clean, and then they'll be ready to be throat fucked again. Like 5 seconds later, okay? And it goes on and on and on until you're finally done. Straight men are learning this about faggots, and they love that about faggots, okay? Because it's like having a very talented fleshlight at your disposal, okay? It's just that simple. It's really not a complicated thing. People are always, they're always projecting their ideas about what straight and gay and everything else mean for men. None of that matters. Men in their personal life, in their the secret man, they have all kinds of compartments. They put all sorts of things in those compartments, and they're all separated and protected. And men will do all sorts of things that you would never think they would do when they're alone, when they have an opportunity. They will do anything. They will do anything that pleases them, I would say. So this idea that men, straight men, would never use faggots is completely wrong. And y'all, if you want any proof, go to my website, fagsworshipalphas.com, and I have story after story after story, account after account after account, of true stories of straight men who own faggots, use faggots, discover the use of faggots, and love it. It's endless, and I will never come to the end. Never come to the end of those kinds of stories, because it's been going on forever and it's going to continue to go on forever. And if you don't understand it, well, then I guess I'm sorry, but you're wrong if you don't agree with that. I'm sorry. It's absolutely the truth. So I just recommend, for people who are still struggling with this idea, you need to divorce yourself from your prejudice and just look at the reality of it. Look at it the way a man looks at it. It's purely a power transaction. Of a straight man and a faggot are exchanging power there. The man is taking it from the faggot, and it elevates him, and it fulfills the faggot in the process. So in terms of just looking at it from purely a hierarchical standpoint, it is a perfect symbiotic relationship. So that's why it works. That's why it's always worked, and that's why it always will work. So I cannot stress this enough. It is probably the single most misunderstood thing that I push on my website. People refuse to accept this, even though the evidence is overwhelming, both in my personal life and in all these other people's lives. It's just reality, you know. So, and I'm just trying to explain it here, why it's happening. So, I think that if there's any straight men out there who are listening to this, and you have not tried using a faggot to satisfy your need for power or your need to get off, I think you're missing out. You are missing out if you don't try it, because I think once you try it, you're going to want to keep owning those faggots, and you're going to want to keep using those faggots, because the rush of that kind of worship, that kind of service, that really only faggots provide for men, is it's like a drug in a way, but it's a very good drug, because you are gaining a new appreciation for the power that nature gave you as a straight man. And I think what a silly thing it would be for men to not take advantage of this perfect symbiotic relationship that nature's put in place. Nature has put this in place within the hierarchy to be used and taken advantage of. So why wouldn't you take advantage of that? You know, so you go and ask somebody, go ask a man, a straight man who owns faggots, and you will find, you will find story after story about the wonders of owning faggots. I promise you, okay? Anyway, that's my little soapbox for tonight. I hope you're doing well again, and be safe out there, okay? The website is fagsworshipalphas.com. You can leave me questions on that website. On the front page, there's a question box. Or you can ask me questions at fagsworshipalphas6.tumblr.com. Or you can contact me on Kick Messenger at Normal Submissive. And, of course, you can write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. Anyway, I'm going to sign off now. So I hope you do very well tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the rest of your life. How about that? And I will talk to you guys in a couple of days, okay? Wear your masks and wear your gloves, okay? And don't touch anybody or kiss anybody or anything like that, but suck plenty of dick, okay? Okay, well, take care. I love you. Bye.